One of our feathered friends has gone Hollywood. This large predator of the skies has a voice that thrills movie producers and audiences alike. No matter what type of hawk or eagle is on the screen, the shrill cry of this bird is almost always one of our very own Bay Birds. This is Michael Ziegler from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon, with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we look at the world of the red-tailed hawk. Welcome to Bay Birds. Red-tailed hawks are one of the most common birds of prey in the San Francisco Bay Area. In fact, they are one of the most common hawks in North America. Whether you are driving through country roads or out hiking for the day, you won't be hard-pressed to find one soaring overhead. You won't even have to look that hard either, as red-tailed hawks have a 4-foot wingspan and a very distinctive, rusty red tail. If size and coloration are hard to make out, the classic Budio silhouette, broad wings and a short, wide tail, should give you a good hint that it is a red-tailed hawk. Like all other raptors in the Budio genus, red-tailed hawks are soaring birds. You can find red-tailed soaring almost anywhere in North America, from open woodlands to grasslands and pastures. Even the hot deserts and rainforests of Mexico can harbor populations of red-tailed hawks. These birds like to inhabit open areas with a couple high perches where they can keep an eye out for prey. Red-tails mainly feed on small mammals, like mice and rabbits, but they have also been known to eat snakes and many types of birds that pass their way. To catch a meal, the red-tailed hawk will soar in wide circles above their hunting grounds, using their keen eyesight to locate their prey. Once a tasty treat is found, they descend on their prey with their legs extended in a slow, controlled dive and use their sharp talons to scoop up the unsuspecting prey. As spring approaches, you might catch a glimpse of some behavior that looks similar to their hunting technique. But instead of one lonely hawk, there is a pair. Spring is the mating season for red tails, and like most of our feathered friends, they too have a unique courtship display. While red-tailed hawks have been known to hunt in pairs, when two red-tailed hawks are spotted circling near each other in spring, eating isn't the only thing on their mind. During their courtship display, the couple will soar to great heights in wide circles, similar to their hunting behavior. But this is where the similarities stop. While courting a female, the male will turn sharply downward and plunge into a dive, then abruptly ascend to rejoin the female. After a few of these dives, the male will fly above the female and briefly touch her. At other times, after the series of dives, the male and the female will lock talons and plunge downwards before letting go. After the couple solidifies their bond through the courtship display, it's time to think about raising their young. To keep their eggs safe, both male and female redtails will build a nest in the forks of tall trees, usually anywhere from 40 to 70 feet off the ground. These nests will be the home for two chicks for the next 2 months after hatching, where both parents feed and take care of their young. When the young hawks are strong enough, they will fly away from the nest, and in about 3 years, they too will start to make a nest with their mate. To catch a glimpse of these awe-inspiring predators, head out to many of the open space preserves as well as national, state, and regional parks around the Bay Area, like the Point Reyes National Seashore and the Olympali State Historic Park. Be sure to tilt your head up towards the sky as well as towards any tall perch. That's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito in Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at RichardsonBay.Audubon.org. This is Michael Ziegler from Conservation Corps North Bay and the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay. We'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.